686-2233.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. It's Sunday, and it's cold outside this morning. My house here in Kennebunk, Maine, 32 degrees, and it's frost. So luckily, I follow the gardening book's advice and the expert's advice and have not planted many things in the garden, and hopefully you haven't either. It's cold, and tomorrow is supposed to be even colder. Yesterday's low at my house in Kennebunk, Maine, was 31 degrees, but tonight they're talking 26. So be careful out there. It's still early. You have to say to yourself, it's April, and stick to your cold weather crops. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, spinach. Plant your peas. Put your artichokes in. And be careful. You have to keep telling yourself, this is a crazy year. We had days in April where it was in the 80s, and now we're getting days in April into the 20s and 30s. So just be aware of it, and be very, very careful of what you plant. Think, when you go to pick up your plants, if you see tomatoes, say, no, no, no. If you live in Washington, D.C., that's great. But not in New England, not in New York State or Pennsylvania. It's just too cold. Be aware of it. Use your head. The time to plant is in May. And normally around the full moon, each year is different. But just sit back, relax. You've got plenty to do. And this morning we'll talk about that. And if you have any questions, we have open lines, 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we will all work together to get your problem solved and to get you out on the right track. I know a lot of you have been working furiously to get the property ready, and I congratulate you taking advantage of the weather while you can. I've been doing the same, weeding and cleaning and edging beds and putting down bark mulch to prepare for the arrival of the season, but it's been cold the last few days. My hydrangea that I had planted last year have made about, well, maybe 2, sometimes 3 inches of new growth. And yesterday was working in those same beds and noticed that some of the new growth has been hit by the cold. And, I mean, it will come back, but it's going to be a slow process because it's been damaged. The early part of April, my star magnolia, which is normally a very, very strong plant, came into full bloom due again to the crazy weather. We had some cold nights, and slowly the flowers started to turn black from the frost. And the blooming period normally on a magnolia is a good month or more. Well, this one lasted about 10 days. 3 nights of cold weather, blossoms gone. The saucer magnolias are in bloom everywhere now. So let's hope where you live we don't get down into the 20s, because if you do, they will be frosted and you'll lose all the blooms. I have a very unique plant. It's a yellow magnolia. And purchased it in southern New Hampshire and planted it, and it survived the winter. Beautiful. Absolutely perfect. Full bloom last week. Yesterday, we got down into, about 28 degrees. All the flowers got frosted. And this morning, they're all drooping from the plant with a second night of cold temperature. Foliage looks great, but the flowers are all done. They've all been frozen off the plant. And this cannot be good for right now. The flowering crabs are way ahead of their normal blooming time. And you start getting days like that, and it's going to hurt your flowering crabs. And there's nothing that you can do about it. It's just the way the weather has been so far this year. So, you know, we'll be aware of it. We have to deal with it. You may have a shortened season, but don't rush planting tender plants. Your annuals, your flowers, just pull back a little bit. Pull back a little bit on your vegetable garden. Look at your perennials and make sure that when you do buy perennials, that they are outdoors, that they look firm. They don't look soft. They don't look fleshy. They don't look like they just came out of a greenhouse. You want them hardened off. You want them strong so that when we do get the cold weather, like we're getting now, all your work, all your effort, your time, your money is not wasted with just cold weather coming in and knocking it back. Normally not killing it, but you lose the beautiful foliage, possibly the flowers on them. So you've got to pull back on those reins a little bit. Be prepared to do other things. And there's plenty to do in the garden. Now, the one thing you should be doing is working on your roses and your fruit trees. Now, most of you that have fruit trees, as soon as the blossom is off that tree, when you see those petals begin to fall from your apples, your peaches, your pears, your plums, your cherries, as soon as the blossom has come off, then you need to start a regimen or spraying to keep them disease and insect free. And you have a fruit tree spray that you can buy at your local garden center that will take care of both problems at the same time. And you can buy an organic or you can buy a regular program. You just put it in your bottle sprayer, attach it to the hose or a pump sprayer, and get those trees prepared. But don't do anything until the blossoms fall from the plant. What you can do now, any shoots coming out of the base of the plant, any suckers, get them away from the base of the tree. You don't want a second stem coming in. Anything that doesn't have any life to it, that may have died back during the winter, remove it. Anything that is out of shape, so if you get a branch that's just growing taller and taller and taller, cut it back so that the rest of the tree can catch up with it. Feed your fruit trees. When was the last time you fed your fruit trees? Dr. Earth Espoma, they both have fertilizers that will work very well on your fruit trees. And a granular food is better than a spike. It's going to be more work for you, but in the long run, it's going to cost you less money, and you're actually putting more fertilizer in that hole. And all you need is a crowbar. Jam the crowbar in about 6 inches, wiggle it around to open up the soil, put a half a handful in. And what you need for your fruit trees is one handful for every 3 feet of height if they're young trees. If they are beginning to have some thickness to the stem, 1 pound per inch of diameter of the trunk. So a tree, for example, that's 1.5 to 2 inches wide, you're going to need 1.5 pounds to 2 of fertilizer. Make some holes in the ground around the drip line, the edges of the branches, and insert.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried food, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo, negotiate for your life, homeschool your children, start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything in beautiful Minnesota?
It's cold and wet.
Yeah, it's cold here this morning, I'll tell you. We did get some good rain, though, early in the week. Parts of New England, we got 3-4 inches of rain, and we were really, really dry, so it's come in handy. Are you ready to do a little gardening?
You betcha.
Who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Joe from Cape Cod with a question about dogwood.
Joe from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Just got back from Punta Gorda, Florida a week ago, and I've got a dogwood tree that I purchased about 10 years ago from a mail order establishment, and mm-hmm. I just noticed for the first time in 10 years I have two blossoms on this thing. Now, it's right now the oaks haven't leafed out yet, so when these oaks leaf out, it does get quite a bit of shade. What do I have to do to get this thing? And it's really the branches are very thin. There are a lot of branches, but they're very thin, and it really never really leafed out that well. So I don't know if it's in a bad spot. I'm not taking care of it properly. What do you think?
Okay. First of all, how tall is it, Joe?
About 4 feet tall,
and it's directly underneath several oaks, so it's getting shade most.
Not directly underneath, but like I say, when these oaks leaf out, it's going to get quite a bit of shade. Some sun spackled through, but
throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogwoods are plants that will tolerate half a day of shade, but they have to have some sunshine. And what I want you to do when you get outside today is take a look and see how much new growth that tree has made each year. And if you look at it closely, you'll notice that the new growth will kind of bend and bow out. It doesn't grow straight up in the air. it kind of goes to one side or the other. So it's got a slight arc to it. And normally a dogwood will make about 6-7 inches of new growth every year, because what you have is the spring blooming one, which is called Cornus Florida. If you're getting a lot more than that, that's telling you that that plant is beginning to stretch for the sunlight. It's trying to reach for it. And that would give you a lot of thin, stretched out, elongated new growth. And if that's the case, right now would be the time to dig that plant and move it to a location where it's going to get more sun. If you can move it before the foliage begins to develop, it will accept being transplanted a lot easier. If you wait until all the foliage is out and then you cut the roots, which you have to move it, the root system will wilt and go and have some stress, and then you'll have a problem. So take a look, see how long the new growth is. Also, a dogwood, if it's not getting enough sun, has a tendency to grow straight up. If it's getting enough sunlight, will tend to grow wider. It'll have more body to it. So if it's growing wide, short new growth, it's okay. If it's growing more upright, a lot of new growth, thin, it's getting too much shade. And with too much shade, you'll have fewer flowers. You'll also have the possibility, if we have a heavy, wet snow, because you're getting more new growth than normal, it's going to be weaker. And there's a possibility that a good snow could bend and possibly break those branches. So consider that today may be the day that you move it to a sunny location. Prepare it like a brand new tree. Add some compost. Add some animal manure. And prepare the hole properly. Keep it nice and wet. And you'll be in great shape. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to ClearChoice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good day to work around the yard today. Just dressed accordingly, 32 degrees in my house in Kennebunk. And I'm sure that the suburbs of Boston, North and West, are about the same thing. It's cold outside, but it is April. So there's a lot to do. And if we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. This afternoon from 12 to 4, I'm going to be in Georgetown at Noonan's Greenhouse and Garden Center. They're off of Route 97. We'd love to see you. It's their annual spring open house, and they've got lots of things going on today, all kinds of specials. For example, if you need some potting soil, you buy one bag of the Farford, and you get another one free. They have 20 greenhouses full of plants, and bring the kids because they've got hot dogs, and if you get there early, they'll have some donuts and coffee for you. So lots going on. Again, I'll be there from 12 o'clock until 4 to answer your questions, or if you have a problem, bring it with you, and I'll take a look at it. But in the garden, main things that need to be done right now. Your roses, they should be pruned, clean, cut back, and if there's any suckers, now, roses, for the most part, are grafted. Most of them are. And you'll see a swollen area that resembles your fist. Anything that develops below the graft is a sucker, and it's going to grow straight up in the air and sometimes grow 3 to 4 feet in 1 year. you need to get that out because it's robbing the plant of energy. It won't bloom, and it cuts back on the amount of flowers that your plant should be taking. So get those out. Get them fed so that when the weather does get stable, the plant is ready to go. Now, your lilacs are in bloom. Your clematis is beginning to grow. So your lilacs and your clematis are two plants that really prefer a soil that is not acid, not acidic. And those two plants, you should lime or use like the Jonathan Green Magic Cal. If you have a wood stove, take the wood ash and put it around your clematis, around your lilacs, and it will help those two plants to bloom a lot better. So when you're looking at your lilacs right now, if the flowering is not as heavy as your neighbors or what you see around the neighborhood, the main cause is acid soil. The other thing is if you want your lilacs to grow, there should not be any grass growing right up to the trunk of the plant. They'll do a lot better in a mulched bed. You can use compost, you can use bark mulch, you can use anything. But keep the grass away from the trunk of the plant. You should have at least a 3-foot circle. It'll make it easier for you to mow, easy to fertilize, lime, and you're not going to damage it when you're mowing. So if that's something that hasn't been done, add that to your list. So clematis, lilacs, they love to be limed. And you can feed them. A general purpose shrub and tree fertilizer, Plant Tone, available every place, Dr. Earth, tree and shrub with probiotics. That is a good product. So let's get some feeding done. Let's get some liming done. If you're going to do some transplanting, you've got to start to do it now. Even roses can be moved at this time of the year. Okay, Tom. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Cape Cod with a question about fig trees.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
Great. And you?
Very well, thank you. Well, I have a question about my the Turkish brown fig.
Yes.
That I purchased last year. It was about maybe 15 inches wide and maybe about the same height. And it looked great, and come late fall, I put four stakes around it, wrapped it in burlap, and put some mulch on top, some bark mulch on top, probably about 5 inches high, and maybe that much around, but not the branches. In the spring, I noticed just a little bit of growth coming from the base, but all the branches are very brittle, they're breaking off. In other words, it's probably seems like the branches are all dead. And I was wondering if I should have filled up that hole inside of that burlap with a leaf matter or leaf mold or more of that bark mulch. What do you think?
Where do you live on Cape Cod?
In the Outer Cape on Orleans.
In Orleans? Boy, it should be hardy.
Yes, I know that.
I have a brother that lives in Orleans, and he has one in his backyard, and he does nothing to it. And I've traveled around the Cape and have seen them growing. It could be that it's just the first year. Now, I have a brown turkey fig, just like you, in Maine. Mine's potted, but I put it in the garage for the winter. Because if I was to leave it outside, it would not survive at all. So it stays in the garage, and right now the buds are just beginning to swell. They're green. And I'll put it back out, probably upgrade the pot. It's in a 5-gallon pot right now. I'll probably go to a 7 or even a 10-gallon size pot. But For now, what I would do, make sure that you've pulled everything away from it. I would feed it. And something that's designed for fruit trees, Espoma has a product called Fruit Tone, Fruit Tree Tone. Dr. Earth has a fruit tree vegetable fertilizer combination. And just leave it alone. Don't prune it back just yet. Just wait, because the weather is still not stable. And there's a good chance that some of those branches that look to be dry could produce some new growth. And one of the ways that you can tell, take your fingernail, scratch through the bark, and if there's green underneath the bark, it's still alive. But, you know, this is a somewhat tropical type plant. And, you know, we had great weather early. Now things have gone back to normal or below normal, which it is today and tomorrow. So the plant's a little bit confused. So leave it alone. Give it plenty of fertilizer to wake it up. We got some good rain earlier in the week. And you're just going to have to hold off a little bit because it could surprise you. Next year, after it's been in for a whole season, you'll have a much stronger root system, and that plant should bounce right back for you. So don't panic just yet. Sometimes it's just the first year. I planted blue hydrangea. I didn't get them in until September, and most of the blue hydrangea have died back to the ground. I expected that because I put them in late in the year. They are coming back, and they should, next year, stay healthy above the ground. But because they weren't really well established, you had some dieback. And we had no winter. You know, we had no snow cover. So you get a plant like yours, and if you don't get any snow to protect it, that could be part of the problem also. And we had a winter, and you think of it. How many warm days did you have on Cape Cod? Then you had cold days. So the plant had cold and hot, and that could be part of the reason for some dieback also. So feed them well. I would come back again in June and do a second application of a granular, slow-release organic food. If the summer gets dry, give them a good watering once a week, and next year you're going to see a big, big difference. Because from what I've seen on Cape Cod, that once you plant them, they'll actually begin to send out suckers and become a plant that will spread. And they're normally very hardy. So just relax. Give it another year, and I think you'll be very, very happy. Good question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marilyn from Maine with a question about tulip trumpets. Sorry,
Hey, Marilyn. Hey, Marilyn. Good
how
morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you. I have two major problems. One is an angel's trumpet. It's in a 12-inch pot. It had all little bugs on it, and I sprayed it with oil, and all the leaves dropped off. And should I remove that whole tree, which it is now, from a 12-inch pot? And how do I do that if I should remove it to a larger pot?
And what's your second question?
And the second question is a yellow magnolia, just like yours. It's six inches off of the base of the trunk. It's like the bark is off of it. And
it's
I wondered
to peel.
What I should do about that and how should I feed that? Because I just heard you talked about yellow magnolia.
Yeah. Well, mine, I did lose one branch during the winter that dried out. But the bulk of the plant, I mean, looks very, very well. So take a fingernail, scratch.
Are you talking about the Sambergia now or the yellow magnolia?
the yellow magnolia. I want you to scratch the bark and see if there's green underneath. And see if there's any buds on the plant.
There is.
Because there's, okay.
It's a tree.
Well,
it's huge.
Right. Well, if there's buds, then don't be concerned. As long as the plant is able to come back, if you're getting some peeling, it could be a little bit of rodent damage. So clean it up. Remove all of the flaky bark. Fertilize the plant, and then I feed it a second time in June, and that should help to repair the damage. Now, on your angel's trumpet, something I learned many, many years ago, and for some reason, you know, I want to try and keep it natural, and I know that angel's trumpet will get spider mite. And every year I do this, and by the time I finished it, I went, oh, you dummy, you shouldn't have done it. Angel's trumpet is a plant that if you use oil on the foliage, they all drop. And I've done it to mine. So you're not the only one that has done this. What you need to use in the future is something other than oil. Neem is a good product. Insecticidal soap is a good product. But a systemic is the way to go. And I'll tell you, and you know from experience now, if you use oil on the angel's trumpet, the darn plant rewards you by dropping all its foliage.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-step program from Scotts, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scotts has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-step program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Marilyn about her angel's trumpet. And Marilyn, one last thing. Don't panic. Those leaves fell, and it's because of the oil. And you've done nothing wrong, except that particular plant is very, very sensitive to that plant. So use a systemic, like, tree and shrub on it, and that will take care of the spider mite. What you need to do now is you need to fertilize that plant with a liquid food. And if you can do that every couple of weeks, that will make a big difference. And angel's trumpet is a plant that the more you feed it, the more it flowers. We went to visit my son in Florida. I brought home a variegated green and white leaf angel's trumpet. And I took 30 cuttings. And they look really, really good right now. So if you're coming to the garden tour this year in Kennebunk, which is July 14th, we're going to be selling them. And all the proceeds will go to the prevention of cruelty to children. So if you're looking for a variegated one, come early and we'll have them for you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lynn from Maine with a question about Rosa rugosa.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. Who's that?
Hi. Great.
Yeah, they're knocking down a building and they have Rosa rugosa around it. And I've transplanted lilacs, you know, whole bushes and everything. I'm
right.
Not sure how to do the Rosa rugosa. I know you have to cut the roots and then you have to cut the top.
Yeah, what you want to do, Lynn, is take that Rosa rugosa, cut it down to about 15, maybe even 18 inches, but not any bigger than that. So cut them back, dig them up, and now is the time to move them. So just dig them up, get as much of the root system as possible. Rosa rugosa is not a grafted rose. It
right.
has its own root system. And if you can cut them back, dig them up, and then plant them like a bare root, the box stores, they don't sell a rose in a pot. They sell it in a plastic bag. And it's a plant that's dormant. So you have to treat it the same way as the bargain rose from the box stores.
Okay.
Dig them up. Dig them up. Condition your hole with some compost and plant them and give them lots of sun. Keep them nice and wet. And then if you can give them some liquid feed every couple of weeks until they get established, you're going to see a big difference. And in time, they will spread and make a beautiful plant. You can also, if you put them on 2-foot centers, you can create a fantastic hedge of Rosa rugosa. And they're very, very hardy. I have a planting in front of my vegetable garden. They've been in there about, 6 or 7 years. And in mid-April, I cut every single plant down to 15 to 18 inches, cleaned them up, and they are beginning to come right back to life. I fed them. We had all that rain, and they're looking absolutely beautiful. So if you can dig them, get them now, move them to your house. Why let them go to waste, and they'll do real good for you? Okay? And just keep them moist. That's the secret. We are headed off to England to the Chelsea Flower Show on May 22nd. Well, this past week, we had a couple, due to health problems, had to cancel their trip. If you would like to join us, we do have an opening for two. I'm going to give you a phone number, and I want you to call because they'll be able to give you a better price than what they normally do because of things that have happened. Phone number, 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. And tell them you want to go to the Chelsea Flower Show. And while you're there, you want to go look at the Olympic Stadium. It's all built and it's ready and it is beautiful and you can see it.